The Kiowa War Party had planned the attack well. With their horses lying down, they remained out of sight behind a low rise until all but the last two wagons had passed by. With one band of braves surrounding the two isolated wagons, the remaining Kiowas fired on the circling wagon train to keep them at bay.
Mrs. Kirkland, get down!
I'll be back, Rube, as soon as I can. But use the shotgun if you have to.
I will, Pa.
Neely, come on!
Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents War Party, a dramatization of the short story by Louis L'Amour. Ruth Mackin watched her husband and two other men, John Sampson and Neely Stewart, run between the panicked horses milling in the circle of wagons. In the distance, she could see the two stranded families under attack. Regina Thompson, a tall blonde woman Ruth had become friends with since their stop at Fort Kearney, was firing a pistol from the back of the closer wagon. 30 yards beyond that, in the second wagon, two Indians were already looting supplies. On the ground next to the terrified oxen, Ruth could see the crumpled bodies of three of her fellow travelers. She looked back to Regina just in time to see her yanked to the ground by four or five Indians.
Gone!
Ruth looked over as a group of riders burst out of the circle of wagons.
My God, what are they doing?
Mr. Sampson's with them.
Is your father?
I don't know.
In the rising dusk, she saw one of the men riding low, hanging off the side of his saddle. He began firing his pistol. Two other riders, looping around to the south, charged toward the second stranded wagon. One of the Indians near Regina Thompson spun away and fell to the ground. The others scrambled for cover behind the wagon. Ruth looked for Regina, but the swirling dust became too thick. She couldn't see anything. All she could do was listen to the desperate cries for help and the thunder of rifle and pistol fire.